All right, here he is, the president and CEO of our beloved Chicago Blackhawks, Mr. John McDonough, joining us right now as we broadcast. You're just coming into the stadium. We're here at the Goose Island, where we were for the last year, here at the
Great
Goose
spot.
Island Brewery, and we got a little stage here, and we got all the big celebrities, all the big stars coming into town, and John is leading the parade. Congratulations, and welcome to the new season.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. We've got a lot of young players that, as of today, are question marks, and hopefully they'll become answers in the near future.
I'm going down the roster here, and as Anna pointed out, you got Tutu and Schmaltz.
The same line. I love that.
I like that Tutu's number 22. Very creative, I think.
We had a player in training camp whose anglicized name was 14. So he should be 14 if we're going with the 2-2 theme.
You got to do that.
That is true. I think it's fun because you do have a lot of young kids, and now, as you know, Kane and Taves, who were, by my estimation, they always seem young because they're my daughter's age essentially, and they're still young men. But here they are. They're heading into their ninth season, right, as Chicago Blackhawks, and we're used to them, and we've gone through three championships with them, and now this new set of young kids are coming up who were, 10 years old. And 11 and 12 and 13 years old, prime hockey fans. And they look up to these guys as their heroes. So now it changes in their role. And I think you're seeing the maturity in both those guys to be able to take on that role.
They're happy as well. Johnny and Patrick are happy that this next wave is coming. You've got this core group that includes Brent Seabrook and Corey Crawford and Duncan Keith and Marian Hossa and obviously Johnny and Patrick. But the way that the salary cap is structured, that when you have success, you win three Stanley Cups, your star players get paid, and then you're only going to have a finite amount to spend, so it opens the door for a lot of young talent. And because of the job that Stan Bowman has done and Mark Kelly, our VP of amateur scouting, they've done a great job. So for these kids, it's a wonderful opportunity. We have three Chicagoans on the roster with Vinny Hinostroza, Ryan Hartman, and obviously Scott Darling. But some interesting names, some opportunities. We've got a young man from Tyler Mott from the University of Michigan. We've got the aforementioned Anna Nick Schmaltz.
People have been talking about him, though. I mean, Nick Schmaltz is it? These were sought after young men, and both in Mott and Schmaltz's case. I mean, these are up and coming stars that a lot of people were looking at, and they're Chicago Blackhawks.
All American players, both Mott and Schmaltz, and Vinny Hinostroza had a very nice career at Notre Dame. So we're excited. They're going to have this opportunity. Brian Campbell's back. Our defense is probably better than it's been. The defense and the goaltending combination is probably the best we've had since we've been here. But
I think it's great too that, like football, 100 years ago, there's such a well developed now college program. College in the Northeast, hockey was always big, but it's big around the country. North Dakota, North Dakota State and the University of North Dakota and places like that, do very, very well. University of Michigan has a great team. Once you start to develop that college level, you're getting a different type of player. Where the Bears were football players, from that era, they're working in the stockyards or the steel mills, and then on Sundays they showed up to go play professional football, and then they went back to their jobs, right? And now you've got kids coming out of college, and it's a little different player too, because the level of instruction is semi-professional level.
They're playing at big time Division I programs, and I don't think, with the resurgence of the Blackhawks, I don't think it's inconceivable that somewhere down the road you're going to see a Division I program in Illinois, whether it's the University of Illinois or Northwestern or somewhere. You're going to see that. So here in Illinois, you don't have a D1 program, and all these players are going elsewhere. So that day will come.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're right about that.
Love the red carpet experience today, and it's just another bit of proof about how much Blackhawks fans, love this team, love what you're doing for the fan experience. I mean, the skill level is obviously there, but the fan experience is there as well, and it just feels like this is a team that never rests on its laurels. Every year, year after year, I'm always struck by how you're improving things for the fans and that kind of thing. Kevin was saying preseason, there wasn't a single seat available. I mean,
we didn't tell our fans those were preseason games.
No, apparently you didn't, John.
It's kind of a secret there. We put it on the schedule. Just look, hold off on the preseason thing. These are games.
You must have done that.
That's right. Well, you were charging them for it, as I seem to recall. So that's how that works.
You said a different price.
Yeah, that's all right. We're partners.
It's incredible.
We had a convention in July. You know, you get 15,000 people that, you know, come and express their allegiance to the Blackhawks. Then you have the training camp festival just before the season starts, and there's 22,000 fans that are probably not your season ticket holders. They just want to be a part of it and experience it. Tonight's going to be a big night, the red carpet. But we can't take anything for granted. You know, we can't take this for granted. We're at a different place than some other franchises that they just continued the tradition. We were off the radar for a while, so we're going to continue to do things, we hope, above and beyond plus.
How exciting is it to start the season with a rivalry matchup like the Blues, and what are some other games you may have circled on your calendar this year?
Well, we're going to be tested from the get-go because the first few games we're going to be playing St. Louis and Nashville, two big rivalries. It's going to be fun going to play at Busch Stadium on January 2nd. That's going to be historic. That's going to be epic.
That is great. That is a must attend as you well know, John, Chicago fans love to go down to St. Louis and, you know, say things to the fans down there.
Stir it up a little.
Yeah, so what a well-attended fun game that's going to be.
It is. You know, you're going to have a huge capacity, whatever that might be, 60-some thousand at Busch Stadium. And I know they're very, very excited about it. We've been in touch with the Blues people, and especially the Sting after the Rams left, and they're looking at marketing this as one of the biggest events in St. Louis history. So we're proud to participate and, you know,
to that point, though, Judley was just telling us about Ken Hitchcock, the head coach of the what is the name of that team? Saying, well, meaning the Blues beat the Hawks in the playoffs last year. You know, this is just like two teams playing each other. It wasn't really a rivalry. What the hell does he mean by that? What is that all about?
Yeah.
Well, I think he meant that until they got past the Blackhawks, because of the recent dominance that we've beaten them in the playoffs before, and we've always made it past the first round for the most part, and we've been to the Western Conference Finals five times.
Still makes me mad.
Probably, but he illustrated his point that they had to get past us to make this what they felt
a rivalry,
a legitimate rivalry.
Okay, all right.
Kind. You didn't like that comment.
Still don't like it. I don't like it. I think it's a little bit of showboat and a little bit of grandstanding. But it will be. It is fun. And the thing is, and we've talked about this before. The Red Wings now moving over to the East is tough because that's a great natural rivalry for Hawks fans, right? I mean, we love Detroit sucks. That started right here in this building. Right, or
it started
across the street in the original building. But I mean that whole thing is really about the Hawks Red Wings rivalry. So we don't have a whole lot of natural rivals left. And the Predators, it is interesting because Nashville's a great town to go travel to, and now it's even harder for us to get the tickets, which is even more fun, right? Because it's a trick, you got to work extra hard to be. It's like a secret mission to be able to get the tickets.
It's the zip code trick and all that, Jeff.
So it's fun. So I mean, and that's a great young. A great young core team too, and it's just going to be so much fun. Before I let you go, though, I got to ask you about your former team, the Chicago Cubs, and obviously last night in very dramatic fashion, they get through the NLDS to the NLCS. This is a team that, in a lot of ways, is playing off the same playbook that the Blackhawks franchise did in terms of focusing in on young kids and developing your own farm system, creating your own ecosystem.
I think there's a lot of similarities. People have talked about that in recent days, like what might be Taves and Kane to them would be Rizzo and Bryant, and you've got a lot of other tremendous players. But so excited for them, proud alum of the Chicago Cubs. I believe that this is the year primarily because they're just better. They have more talent than anybody else in the job that Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer and the job they've done to put this team together. It's exciting. who would have predicted the endings of either one of the last two games?
And,
but I'm not sure they wanted to play that game five. I'm sure they would have prevailed ultimately.
That's nice of you to say. I know what you mean by that. I think all of us as Cub fans all know what you mean by that. We're just take a little breath right here. Yeah, that's good. We're moving on. Find out if it's the Dodgers or the Nats. But, you know, and again, it's just fun to be in a town where you do have successful sports franchises. It's unfortunate that our friends on the lakefront are not exactly taking part in this year, you know, but you know, you got the Cubs, you got the Blackhawks. The Bulls will be an interesting product this year. They'll certainly be fun. And you know, your co-share agreement here. And by the way, congratulations on all the improvements to the facilities here. Whatever you people are building to the east of this building is going to be sick, as the kids like to say.
It looks gorgeous, and it feels like it just went up like that, John. I don't know. I was just here a couple months ago, and it's incredible. When are we scheduled? Is that scheduled to be open?
It's the new office building will be open in February, and then our practice facility should be ready in December, January.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
It's a reinvention of the West Side, reinvention of the United Center. We're excited.
It's great.
It really is.
It's going to be great. There's going to be some public space there, too, that'll be great as well. So I'm very much looking forward to it. All right. John McDonough, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us.